说了他是宣告他是神的儿子。
And yet, in a few chapters later,
后来呢没想到七章以后呢他就开始怀疑了。
Doesn't that actually reflect how we are?
是不是很像我们当今的一个光景？
You know, we're absolutely sure that God is with us.
我们本来就很确定说神跟我们同在。
And then the other time we're saying, God, are you really there?
可是呢又常常有这样的时候软弱说神啊你到底在不在那里、所以施洗约翰当时的那个挣扎其实正好是我们自己的属灵挣扎是一样的、
so、how does that come about?
那怎么最后怎么慢慢又建立起来
John, when he pronounced Jesus as, when he declared Jesus as the Lamb of GodHe had an expectation.
当时在约翰说耶稣是神的羔羊的时候，他有一个期待。
When we became a Christian, when we are told to trust God, we have an expectation.
当我们成为基督徒呢，然后也被告知我们以后要信靠神，我们就有也心中有了一个期待。
Especially when we are told Sunday after Sunday that God is good.God is good to us. God loves us.
特别是每周每周的这样听到啊，听到神很好啊，神很爱我们。
But what happens in our daily lives? We don't actually feel that God loves us. We don't feel that
God actually cares about us.
那要是我们平常的日常生活中突然又感觉不到神爱我们了，怎么办呢？
Like John the Baptist, our expectation is not met.
就像施洗约翰那样，突然那个期待就没有被，就很失望了。
Therefore.We asked a question.
然后我们就开始问这种问题。
God, are you really there?
神啊，你到底在吗？
Are you really real?
你是真的吗？
Amen. The expectation of John was that Jesus was meant to be one who judged by fire.
所以约翰的期待，对耶稣的期待，就他是用火来审判的那个主。
Because John was preaching.A baptism of repentance.
因为约翰当时所传的那个施洗的道就是一个悔改的道。
He was really rebuking the Pharisees and the religious leaders for being hypocrites.
他当时也在斥责那些法利赛人，他们都是假冒为善的人。
And so he was already preaching fire and judgment.
所以他当时所传的道就是审判的道，带着火的审判道。
So therefore he expects Jesus, the one who will...The one who will shake us with fire.
所以他想着耶稣来的时候肯定是要一起来用火来震撼这里的人民。
But instead, all he saw that Jesus was going around preaching and being nice to people.
然后他很失望地发现他只是到耶稣只是到处传道然后对人还特别好。
Healing the sick and forgiving people.
然后还医治各样的人啊饶恕各样的人。
And secondly, he finds himself instead of following the Messiah, he finds himself alone in prison.
当他以为他在跟着弥赛亚的时候，没想到自己却单独的在监狱里面了。
His life was in a mess.
他的生活突然变得很糟糕。
It's not what he expected.
完全不是在他的期待之内的事情。
And so from John the Baptist, we can reflect in our own lives sometimes, our brothers and sisters, Christians' lives. Sometimes we find ourselves the opposite.
所以我们借着看到施洗约翰的生活也能看到我们自己的属灵生命经常都是同样的一个光景。
Not only does God not meet our expectation, we find our lives alone, we feel we're trapped in a situation.
我们不光是觉得好像神没有满足我们的期待就连我们自己都有一种孤单感就像在监狱里蹲着的感觉。
So what do we do?
这种时候要怎么办呢？
How should we respond?
要怎么样对神来回应呢?
If we find ourselves in a situation when God is not meeting our expectation and life is actually worse than before.
当我们在这样的光景当中觉得神没有满足我们的期待然后我们的生活比之前还糟糕了。
So how do we respond? How does God expect us to respond?
那我们要怎样回应?神又希望我们是怎样回应的呢?
He expects us to have courage.
他希望我们是有勇气的。
To continue to believe in him.
能够继续去相信他。
So in Joshua chapter 1 verse 7, he says to Joshua, Only be strong and be very courageous, being careful to do according to all that the law that that Moses had my servant commanded you, do not turn it from the right hand or the left, that you may have good success wherever you go.
约书亚记一章七节，只要刚强，大大壮胆，谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法，不可偏离左右，使你无论往哪里去都可以顺利。
So the same instructions to Joshua, God is saying to us as Christian, have courage.
曾经对约书亚所说的话，今天主也对我们说话，要刚强壮胆。
Be strong.
要壮胆。
Believe in what the Bible promises you.
要相信圣经上的应许。
Amen. If we hold on to the word of God,
如果我们紧紧抓住神的话语，
God will do what He promised.
神会按照他的应许来成就。
So therefore, we have to stir up our courage. Ask the Holy Spirit to encourage us.
所以我们需要有勇气，要圣灵来赐给我们勇气。
Or brothers and sisters in church to encourage us.
还有弟兄姊妹都来赐给，一起来鼓励我们有勇气。
If we can't encourage ourselves, let your cell group encourage you.
如果自己都拿不出勇气来，那就要在小组里面得到勇气了。
Amen. And hold on to what the Bible says about God.
紧紧抓住圣经里面神的应许。
If God is good, He is good.
如果神是良善的，就绝对是的。
If God is in control, He is in control.
如果神是掌权的，就绝对是的。
And so how did Jesus respond back to John the Baptist?
所以当时耶稣是怎么样对施洗约翰说的呢？
He tells the disciples, go and tell him.
他跟他的门徒说，你要去告诉施洗约翰。
What did he tell him?
他当时说什么？
Well, he told him what Isaiah chapter 35 verse 5 and 6 says about the Messiah.
他当时在用的是以赛亚书35章5到6节里面讲到弥赛亚的预言。
So Isaiah chapter 35 verse 5 and 6 says, Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute sing for joy.
那时盲人的眼必睁开，聋子的耳必开通，那时瘸子必跳跃如鹿，哑巴的舌头必欢呼。
So Jesus is reminding John the Baptist about the word of God.
耶稣在提醒施洗约翰关乎神的话语。
Even though your expectation is for me to judge with fire.
就算你的期待是想让我用火来审判。
But healing the sick, the eyes of the blind open, that is the work of the Messiah.
但是盲人的眼睁开，聋子的耳开通，也是弥赛亚的工作。
Amen. And that is why the word of God is so important.
这是为什么神的话语如此重要。
Because it tells us
因为它告诉我们
what is right and what is wrong.
什么是对，什么是错。
It tells us to have the right kind of expectation of who God is.
让我们有一个对神有一个正确的期待。
And that is why we must be truthful to people.
所以我们对人要真实。
We've got to stop telling people when we're preaching the gospel, God will make your life better.
千万不要再给人传福音的时候说神会，你神会给你得祝福的，让你生活更好的。
God will make you successful.
神会让你成功的。
Amen. That is not part of the gospel.
这个根本就不是福音哦。
The gospel is to tell people we need Jesus because we are lost.
福音是跟人说我们需要耶稣，因为我们迷失了。
So when we are saved, our expectations are met.
所以当我们得救以后，我们的期待就会得到满足。
You see, John chapter 20 verse 29 says, Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed.
那在约翰福音20章29节说，那看不见就信的有福了。
So be encouraged.
所以要有这样的勇气。
When God appears not to meet our expectation, when He seems to have disappointed us, stir up courage to believe.In God.
当神没有满足我们的期待，好像我们觉得很失望的时候，更是要在里面搅动着勇气去继续相信。
It takes courage.
需要这样子的勇气。
To continue on with God.
来继续这样子的。
When nothing seems to be happening.
就算什么也看不到，也没有看到什么果实。
Amen. There are some reasons why sometimes we do not see what we want to see.
有的时候当我们看不到我们所想要的是有原因的。
There are reasons why sometimes our expectations are not met.
有的时候我们的期待呢没有被满足也是有原因的。
I would like to give you three main reasons.
我今天给你们三个原因，主要原因。
One is that God's timing and His plans.
一个是关于看到神的时间表和他的计划
may not be the same as ours.
你会发现跟你我是不一样的
Because we want it now.
因为我们总是希望现在就好了
Because we are McDonald's generation.
因为我们现在是麦当劳的体系
We are the microwave generation.
我们现在是微波炉的体系
We want it now.
我们喊要就马上要要
We want a burger now.
我现在要汉堡就马上有汉堡
But with God's system,
但是如果在神的系统当中
First of all, have to go and get yourself a cow.
你先要去有一个牛
You raise the cow.
然后你要把这个牛慢慢养大
You need to slaughter the cow.
然后你要把这个牛宰了
You understand? You have to plant the seed.
然后你要去种一个种子
And you have to wait for it to come.
然后你要等这个种子慢慢的成长
That's God's system.
这是神的一个系统
That's why we don't change now.
所以很多事情都不是立刻马上能发生的
We change gradually.
而是一步一步的慢慢发生的
Amen?That's why you cannot stand over your flower bed and say to the plant, the seed, grow in Jesus' name.
所以你可能不能对着你自己那个盆里头的花说，奉耶稣基督的名，赶快长大。
And you can grow in Jesus' name.
你也不能对那个花说，你要奉耶稣基督的名长大。
And after you shout it for an hour, you may and no more voice. You say, "What's wrong with my faith?"
然后你当时还对那个花喊了一个小时，最后发现花也没有长大，你还在质疑我的信心有问题吗？你在哪里呀，主
？How come this seed is not growing?
为什么这个种子根本就不长嘛？
Because God has timing.
因为神的时间没到、啊。
There is a season.
因为每一个事情都有自己的时间。
And so the disciples had the same problem as John the Baptist.
所以使徒的问题呢，和施洗约翰的问题也是类似的。
Even after Jesus rose from the dead, they still were hoping that Jesus will meet their expectation.
因为当耶稣就算复活了以后，他们仍然希望耶稣去满足他们心里曾经对他的那个期待。
And Acts chapter 1 verse 6 to 7, it says, So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? He said to them,It is not for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has fixed for his, by his own authority.
使徒行传一章六到七节，他们聚集的时候问耶稣，主啊，你要在这个时候复兴以色列国吗？耶稣对他们说，父凭着自己的权柄所定的时候和日期，不是你们可以知道的。
So the disciple expect the Messiah to be conquering this, to destroy the Romans.
当时呢，那他的门徒期待弥赛亚能够马上打败罗马帝国，复兴以色列国。
You know, instead Jesus died.
但是他们没有想到，那耶稣竟然死了。
And they were in crisis.
然后他们觉得发现危机了。
But when Jesus rose from the dead,
后来终于呢，耶稣又死而复活了。
Their hope was restored.
然后他们里头的那个那个幻想又出来了。
And their expectation was.Heightened.
然后他们那个曾经的幻灭的幻想又复活了。
Here we has a Messiah who died and rose again. Surely now he has the power to destroy the Romans and set Israel free.
他们想说，哇，我们的弥赛亚既然有死而复活的能力，那肯定搞定罗马国家，然后复兴以色列国也没问题啊。
Instead, Jesus told them, "I'm going."
然后耶稣没想到又对他们说哦我要走了
Completely different expectation
完全没有满足他们心中的那个期待
And yet he says very clearly it is not for you to know the times or seasons that God has fixed under his own authority
但主耶稣却很清楚地讲神父凭着自己的权柄锁定的时候和日期不是你们可以知道的
You can shout as much as you like to the seed but the seed has to obeyThe times and the season for it to grow.
你可以对那个种子喊啊，喊叫一天，但是不管你怎么喊，它还会按照神所定的那个日子和时期来慢慢的成长。
So no matter how much you pray, no matter how big your expectation are, certain things in your life, certain things in the church has its time and season.
所以不管你觉得你自己祷告祷得多么的勤奋，不管你自己觉得你的信心有多么的大，所有的事情都会按照神所定的时候和日期来发展。
These are the rules.
这是神定的一个规律。
Amen. And then the second reason is that God is not logical to our logic.
那第二点呢，就是
His thinking is not the same as ours.
神的逻辑和神的思维的方式跟我们是不一样的。
Often God does things not according to our logic.
很多时候神做事的那个逻辑跟我们的逻辑就完全不一样啊。
Amen. And that's why Isaiah chapter 55 verse 8 to 9 says, For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declare the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth,So are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts are not your thoughts.
以赛亚书五十五章八到九节，我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。这是耶和华说的。天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
So that's why sometimes when God does not meet our expectations, because God's thinking about your life is different.On the way you understand it.
所以当我们说我们为什么总觉得我们的祷告没有得答复呢？是因为神对我们的生命的计划的想法和计划和我们自己以为的计划是不一样的。
But the good news is God's way of thinking for our lives is actually better than the way we think.
但好消息就是神对我们的意念是高过于我们自己以为的事情。
God has better plans and better ideas for your life than what you think.
神对我们生命的计划远远的超乎我们自己想象中的那一套计划。
To resolve a problem in your life, God has a different solution than your solution.
去解决我们生命当中的一些问题，神的有的那个答案也是和我们想象中那个答案不一样的。
Amen. And in church, many times people say, "Pray for my husband. God will change him."
很多人比如说在教会就会说来一起为我的丈夫祷告让神来改变他
But God's idea may not be the same as yours
但神可能根本就不是这么想的
Maybe he wants to change you first
神可能想改的是你不是他
Maybe this is something else
也许还有别的事情
God has a different way of thinking
神有不同的想法
Hence we got to go back to trust him
所以我们才需要走进回到神的里面去仍然依靠主
We have to have the courage to trust him
我们需要有这样子的勇气去继续相信
Amen. So number one is God's timing It has got to be the right time and right season for certain things to happen in your life
所以第一呢我们刚才讲的就是神的时间和日期这个必须是神定的
Second, God does not think like us
第二神的想法和意念跟我们都不一样的
AmenSometimes God seems very strange to us.
很多时候在我们的眼中神感觉很奇怪。
God sometimes wants to show you that to trust, you know, sometimes God wants to show you how great he is.
很多时候神想要给你展现他到底有多么的伟大。
So that you can have confidence in him.
所以你才会把你的信心放在他的身上。
Amen.Do we have confidence in God?
我们真的对神有信心吗?
Do we have confidence that His plans, His thinking are better than ours?
我们真的确认神的意念高过我们的意念吗?
That's why we cannot insist on our way of doing things.
所以我们不能一直就是持续的相信只有自己的那份执着那个方法才对。
It comes back to we have to trust God.
所以才需要信靠神。
And have the courage to trust him.
还需要勇气才来信靠神。
Even though our circumstances are difficult.
就算我们的光景很严重。
And finally, this is a very important one.
那最后的这一点呢，也是很重要的一点。
You see, God wants to draw us closer to him.
神想让我们跟他更亲近。
Romans chapter 8, verse 28.
罗马书八章二十八节
For we know that those who love God, all things work together for the good for those who are called according to his purpose.
我们知道万事都互相效力叫爱神的人得益处就是按他旨意被召的人
This is especially for those people who love God.
这个是对那些爱主的人说的
Who are serious about God.
真的对主很认真的在跟随的人
Now listen very carefully.
很认真的听哦。
The more you know God,
你越知道神,
the more it seems that God seems to not answer your prayer.
你越发现神不答你的祷告时,
the more he seems to do not what you ask him to do.
你越发现你要什么他就,你要左他就偏往右的那种。
I certainly find this in my life.
我经常在生命中就有这种状态。
It seems like the more I get to know God, the more silent he becomes.
我发现我越认识神，然后我觉得神怎么会越来越安静。
When I was young, God used to shout.
以前我年轻的时候，我觉得神是对着我耳朵喊的。
So I hear him.
所以我就觉得我听得很清楚。
But as I get older, as I get closer to God, the more silent he becomes.
但是我越成长了以后，然后我自认为跟神的关系越近的时候，反倒他就变得更安静了。
Because God wants me to hear his heart.
因为他想让我听见他的心。
Amen.And when you hear his heart,
当你听到主的心,
it's not the same as hearing a thunderous voice.
不是那种听到雷,电打雷鸣的声音。
So God sometimes do things in order to draw us closer to him.
神有时候做些事情就为一个目的,叫我们跟他更亲近。
And so we say to him, God, why are you not doing this? Why are you not doing that? I need this. I need this amount of money. I need this to happen in my life.
有的时候我们就会跟神抱怨说，神啊，你怎么这个祷告也没有答，那个祷告也没有答？我需要钱啊，我需要这件事情发生，我需要这份工作啊，等等。
If you find that God thunder and shout at you, you are a child.
如果你发现神的声音超级大，像电闪雷鸣的对你说话，你就是一个小朋友而已。
But he's quiet.
但是你发现神很安静。
He's patient.
而且很。有耐心
Because God is trying to tell us.
因为神想告诉我们来着
Everything that we are praying for.
因为我们所有祷告的事情
The money.
就算是钱
The job.
就算你的工作
Your circumstances and family.
你自己的家庭光景
All these things he knows we need.
他知道我们所需的这些事情
But he's trying to tell you.
但他想告诉你来着
What you really do need is me.
他说你真正需要的不是这些事情是我自己
More than the money. More than the job.
你需要要的是我而不是要我多过少过于那些工作呀金钱之类的
God is trying to tell us.I am your solution.
神说你要的那个答案就是我自己。
Do we want to spend the rest of our lives treating God like an idol, placing orders? God, I want this. God, I want that.
你想这一生都把神当成一个那种偶像崇拜的，然后有事没事就跟他下个单，就说你今天要给我这个，明天给我那个吗？
Because God can give that to us.
神是可以给东西啦。
And that is why when we were younger Christians,We tend to have things answer very quickly.
所以这是为什么我们很多人都有这种甜蜜的那种蜜月期间的是跟神就是要什么得什么的那种
经历。Because God knows we are a McDonald's generation.
因为神知道我们现在就在一个麦当劳的体系里面。
But as we grow older, God expects us
to mature. 但是当我们成长了，神是想让我们能够长大成熟了的。
He expects us to know Him.
所以他想让我们真的认识他。
Amen. That he, when you listen to his heart, he knows what you need. He knows what you require.
当你真的去听神的声音的时候，你会发现，原来他都知道，他知道你想要什么，然后你在求什么。
What he really wants you to know is, when you know me, you have everything.
但是他其实真的想让你所明白的是，如果你真的认识我，你就拥有所有的丰盛了。
That is why Psalm 23 verse 1 says, The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want.
所以诗篇23篇的第一节才说耶和华是我的牧者我必不致缺乏。
This perhaps is the greatest need of humanity.
这个才是人类最大的需求。
This perhaps is our great, you and me, our greatest need.
这个才是你和我里面最大最大的需求。
To know that if we know that he is our shepherd, we have everything.
就知道这么一点，因为耶和华是我的牧者，我就已经拥有了一切。
Because when we know that God is the one that we truly need, it changes our prayer.
因为当我们真的知道神是我们真正需要的那一位，我们的祷告就会随之改变了。
It ignites, it triggers something.In our hearts, a longing, I want to know you, Lord.
就会让我们的心里有一个很大的、极大的渴慕。主啊，我只要你自己，我想认识你自己。
Amen. Otherwise, we remain immature like a child, Dad, I want this. Mom, I want an ice cream.
要不然就永远这一生就是一个属灵的吃奶的小婴儿，要么就是一会儿我要要冰淇淋啊，然后要吃这个要吃那个的。
And when mom and dad don't respond to you, we go into a tantrum and we cry. I'm not, don't want to be your child. I'm not your son anymore.
小孩子就是这样啊，当爸爸妈妈不满足我们的要求和期待的时候，我们就大哭大闹，说我不要当你儿子，不要当你女儿了。
Daddy, you're a horrible person.
所以爸妈你真坏。
Mom, you don't love me.
妈妈你都不爱我了。
You know, that is sometimes how we behave as 40, 50 year olds before God.
你知道吗？我们现在可能很多四五十岁的人在神的面前就像小孩子一样。
Oh, am I the only one?
我是那个唯一我说的小孩吗？
I still behave sometimes like that.
因为我有时候还是这个样子的。
Because why am I forever a child before God?
因为我们在神的面前有的时候也是一直是小的样子。
But now and then, I try to behave maturely.
但是我自己还是有意识到我自己有该成熟的时候。
But I tell you, brothers and sisters, to know God and to have Him as your portion is greater than any other needs that you have.
所以弟兄姊妹们，如果能够认识主耶稣，认识基督，这个事情比我们任何的需求都要大。
So that's why sometimes we don't seem to get what we ask.
所以这才是为什么我们要求什么没求到的原因。
Sometimes, as though God does not answer our prayers.
有的时候觉得好像神为什么不听祷告的原因。
And as we grow older as a Christian, it seems to get worse.
当我们越长大在属灵上面就发现怎么越来越糟糕那个状况。
That's why brothers and sisters don't think, oh,I know God more and more. The more you know God, the more God's going to draw you closer to Him.
你不要以为是，哎，难道我不是越长越大，越知道认识神吗？对呀，那就是因为你越认识神，神就越想让你跟他的关系更加亲密。
That's why in Jeremiah, he spoke to a rebellious, unfaithful Israel. What did he say?
所以当时在耶利米书，他对那些特别悖逆的以色列人说什么？
In chapter 31, verse 3, he says, I love you.With an everlasting love.
31章3节说，他说我用永远的慈爱来爱你。
Therefore, with loving kindness, have I drawn you.
因为这永远的慈爱，所以我要吸引你来认识我。
I don't have it there, but you need to read it yourself. Jeremiah 31 verse 3.
耶利米书。
With everlasting love, God always loves us.
我用以永远的慈爱来爱你，神是一直这样爱我们。
Israel was unfaithful, He loves them.
就算以色列当时非常的不信实，神仍然爱他们。
And He still loves them today.
他今天还是这样的爱着他们。
And God wants to draw them to Him.
神就想让吸引他们来认识主。
Like the way He draw us to Him.
他想吸引我们来认识他。
And the Hebrew word draw means to stretch out, to bring.It means to sow, to take time, to bring you closer.
希伯来文的这个吸引你来认识他的方式，那个意思是，他像创一个种子一样，然后慢慢的带着这个种子长大，然后慢慢成为他的。
It means to stretch out, to develop.
然后他也是那种张开手啊，来扩张的意思。
And that's why God, when He draws us,
所以当神来吸引我们，当他面前
it is a development.
是一个慢慢发展的过程。
God sowing time in your life.
是神在慢慢你的里面种种子的过程。
Take time.
是慢慢成像慢慢成长的过程。
Draw you closer.
他是要慢慢的吸引你来认识他。
We don't like it.
我们就不喜欢这种方法。
We've got no patience.
然后就没有耐心，等不及了。
Because we're McDonald's generation.
因为我们是麦当劳系统的人。
We are the microwave.
因为我们是微波炉系统的人。
We are the air fryer.
我们是那蛋炒饭炒饭的那种人。
We are not the slow cook.
我们反正不是那种慢慢炖慢慢熬的那种锅就好了。
Amen, nobody wants to wait hours.
没有人愿意等个几个很多很多小时。
That's why when we sit in a restaurant, after 5 minutes, where's my food?
所以我们去到那个餐馆的时候，五分钟以后菜都不来，你就开始问我的饭在哪里。
This is why our culture, our nature is totally opposite how God wants to do things.
这是我们的文化，也是我们的就是本性，就是人性里面的东西，就是一直是这样彰显的。
Therefore, God does not meet our expectation.
就是因为这样子的本性呢，所以神就不按照我们的期待来满足我们。
So we are disappointed.
所以呢，我们就会失望啊。
So we go, God, where are you?
然后我们就开始问神，那你在哪里？
He's drawing you closer to Him.
他其实是在让你吸引你慢慢的靠近他。
He can give you what you ask.
给你要你要的东西是最容易的。
But at this stage of your life,
但是在现在这种成长阶段
having walked with him for so long,
在你跟他已经跟随了这么多年的阶段
he needs you to know,
他需要你明白
what you need to really pray,
你真正要祷告的
God, I need you,
主啊我需要的是你
you are my portion,
你就是我的那一份
you are my inheritance,
你是我的那个产业
you are what I want,
你才是我真正要的
because when I have you,
如果我有你的话
Then I shall not be in want.
然后我就绝不缺乏了。
Amen. So let's go back three things.
让我们刚才再回顾那三点。
One is God's timing.
第一是关于神的时间。
Things needs time and season to happen.
任何事情都需要时间和日期来慢慢长大。
Secondly, God does not think the way you think.
第二，神的意念非同我们的意念。
He can solve problems in a different way.
他解决问题的方法和不同的。
So none of us should ever order God, demand God, command God.
所以我们不应该在神的面前来命令神、要求神按我们的心意做事。
Try that on your boss.
你跟你的老板常常这么说说看。
Tomorrow when you go to work,
明天你去上班。
Say to your manager or your boss,
跟你的经理。
I command you to give me a pay rise.
我命令你给我加薪。
I command you.
我命令你。
Amen. You try and do that and see what happens.
你试试看，看看明天会发生什么。
And thirdly,
第三点。
God is because God loves us so much.
因为神这么的爱我们。
He wants to draw us to Him.
他想吸引我们到他里
面。His love for us is everlasting.
因为他有永远的慈爱在爱着我们。
He will, sometimes He's slow to answer certain things because He wants you to think and realize He is the one that you truly need.
他有时候故意延迟等待是为了让你意识到你真正需要的是主他自己而不是那事情。
You know, when we truly realize God is the one that we truly need.
当我们真的发现我们要的仅仅是主而已。
More than our job, more than our needs.
远远胜过我们的工作呀需求。
That is when we become peaceful.
那就是我们真的找到平安的时候。
That is when we become stable.
那就当我们真的稳定的时候了。
Otherwise, God will only be good as the last answer prayer.
那要不然的话那在我们来说神只有良善就当他们当我们祷告的时候。
Too many times I've seen people, I love God because God gave me this. Hallelujah,
很多时候人做见证的时候、啊、我好爱神啊因为神答我祷告给了我这个。
And then after a few months, I'm not coming to church anymore.
隔几个月以后我今天不要来教会了
Because God did not give me that
因为神今天没有给我这个
Amen But if we have God
但如果我们有了主
We become stable
我们就变得很平稳
We become faithful
我们变得信实
And above all we become content
最重要的就是我们有满足
In whatever circumstance we face
不管是光景如何中都是满足
You know life have ups and downs
你知道生活肯定是有上有下的
Sometimes we are blessed Sometimes we don't feel we are blessed
有的时候感觉到好蒙福啊有的时候不觉得或感觉到蒙福
But one thing is for sure is reliable God is with us
但有一点是确实很确定的是神真的是与我们同
在 And when we realize God is who we really need We become content in whatever circumstance
当我们真的意识到我们所需要的仅是 主自己而已
Otherwise,
我们就已经有满足了
As a Christian we're forever like a child.
要不然呢作为基督徒就一生都是吃奶的婴孩。
Daddy loves me because he gives me a new iPhone.
爸爸爱我是因为他给了我一个新的电话。
Daddy doesn't love me because he does not give me the latest iPhone.
爸爸今天不爱我了因为他没有把最新的电话给我。
This is entitlement.
这个就是好像自以为有什么权利似的。
This is bad behavior.
这是很糟糕的行为好不好
Amen. But God is actually very patient.
但是神却是很有耐心的。
So those of us who've been walking with God for a long, long time.
所以这些跟神已经走了这么多年的人。
I still remember what you looked like when you were young.
我还记得你年轻的时候小的时候是什么样子的。
It's like recently I went to a wedding, and I haven't seen people for 20 or 30 years, and I looked at them, whoa, I didn't recognize you.
我上周去了一个那个婚礼然后我就发现那里面有好多我二十年三十年没见的人他们都长大了。
I said to one person, where has your hair gone?
然后我突然对一个人说哎你的头发怎么没了
How come you're so bright on the top?
为什么你的上面突然这么皮肤这么白这么亮
You see, we change.
因为人都会变嘛。
We get older.
人都会变老的。
But inside, we're forever young.
但是里面却还是永远年轻的。
You know, but let's mature.
但是我们要有一个长大。
Let God have His way.
让神能够给机会给神，让我们长大。
Let's be courageous.
让我们有勇气。
Knowing that all things that God is doing is for my good.
知道神所做的任何事情，万事都是为我们效力的。
And for some of us, it is because God wants to draw you closer to Him.
甚至对我们很多人来说，神的目的是为了让你跟他更亲近。
You have done nothing wrong.
你并不是说一定犯罪呀，做了什么错事。
You haven't sinned against God.
也不是说你犯大罪了什么的。
Your prayers.Every day when you pray,
你每天祷告。
Can you imagine? Well, Lord, I've been praying for all these years, nothing's happening.
主啊，我都已经祷告这么多年了，什么也没发生。
God has not letting us down.
神从来没有让我们失望。
He's actually drawing us closer to Him.
他是希望我们更认识他，跟他更亲近。
He wants to reward us.
他想要给我们一个最大的奖赏。
And call us.
然后想要跟我们叫被召的人。
My friend.
叫我们成为他的朋友。
Amen. That's what God truly wants us to be.
神真正想要的是这样子的一种关系。
You know, parents, isn't that what you want your children to be?
父母问问自己，是不是你跟你的孩子，你最大的期待就是他跟你关系？
When they're adults,
当他们变成大孩子以后，大人以后，
they go from being your children to become your friend.
他从一个本来以前是小婴孩，后来变成了你的好朋友。
What do you think God wants?
你觉得神对你又期待什么呢？
When we read from Genesis to Revelation, what do you think God is trying to do?
你从创世纪一直读到启示录，你看到神最想要什么呢？
Sending His Son to die for us and do all of that.
神要他的爱子亲自来为我们而死，做了这么多的工作，又为什么呢？
So that you can belong to Him.
为的就是你属于他。
Because He loves us.
因为他爱我们。
Amen. God hasn't saved us in order to become our servant.
神可不是救我们，然后得了一大堆的仆人。
After you're saved, immediately God comes along with all the notebook. What do you want? Chicken chow mein?
可不是把你一救了以后，神就像一个仆人一样的来到你的面前，然后问你今天来下单要吃什么？要吃炒面吗？
And so, oh, yeah, we, ba, 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 ba. Forever, we're placing orders.
然后我们就开始不停的下单。主啊，我要这个，要那个，要这个，要那个。
How about say no, Lord?
然后你要不要跟谁说不要主啊
？I want to know you.
我就想认识你。
I want you to be my portion.
我想让你成为我的那一份。
My order is Jesus.
我要下的单就是主耶稣你自己。
I want Him.
我要主你自己。
Because only He can satisfy my soul.
因为只有你才能让我的灵魂得满足。
Amen. Hebrews 11 verse 39 to 40 says, All these things, though commended through their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better for us, that apart from us, they should not be made perfect.
希伯来书11章39到40节，这些人都是因信获得了赞许，却仍未得着所应许的，因为神给我们预备了更美好的事，若没有我们，他们就不能达到完全。
So how shall we respond?
那我们怎么样回应呢？
Well, chapter 11 give us some examples.
11章就给了我们一个例子。
All these people that the Hebrews commend for their faith.
所有希伯来书里面表彰的这些所有有信心的人，
And yet the chapter ends with these words. None of them saw what they were promised.
没想到在最后一节，这十一章的最后一节却讲到，他们却没有得着所应许的。
Amen. Their order was not answered.
就是讲的是他们所下的单呢，就没给他们。
They didn't get their order.
他们下单了以后没拿到东西。
But what they got was their right. Was what they did was right.
但是他们所做的事情都是对的。
God counted them as righteous.
神叫他们为义人。
What does that mean? Means that God commended them for believing in Him.
因为神表扬他们，就是因为你们因信，你信我获了赞许。
Pleased Him.
你们的信心让我开心了。
So in other words, even when we do not see our prayer being answered, God commend us for having the courage to believe Him.
就算我们的祷告没有得答复，神会仍然因为我们的信。
When Abraham died, did he see his children like sand of the sea?
当亚伯拉罕死的时候，他真的有看到神给他的应许，说他的孩子像天上的星、地上的沙那么多吗？
No, he can count them.
没有啊，他都数得过来。
Amen. And yet God over and over again keep telling him what he will do.
但是神却反反复复地告诉他他的应许他会在他身上做什么。
And so God is speaking to us in our dreams.
所以神在我们的梦里面对我们说话。
What he will do in your life.
他会告诉你他在你的生命中要给你什么。
For your children.
为你的孩子想做什么。
And for our church.
还有为我们的教会。
And I say to the Lord, I'm getting old now.
然后我对神说，可是我快老了。
Can I see some fulfillment?
我能不能看到有一些事情得着应许好吗？
But like these people, maybe I will never see it.
也许就像这一些信心的榜样一样，也许我这辈子都看不到这种所得的应许。
But God will commend me.
但是他会赞许。
He will commend you.
主会赞许你，赞许我。
He will be pleased.
他会对你和我非常满意。
Despite of not seeing, you still believe.
就算没有得着所应许的，你仍然信他。
And you don't give up.
你从来没有放弃过。
So how shall we respond?
那今天我们要怎么样来回应？
Have faith in God.
就是信心，在神那里有信心。
Have the courage to continue to trust.
有这样的勇气，继续的信靠。
Or are you going to be like Job's wife?
还是你是要像约瑟的妻子？
Job's wife.
约伯的妻子。
When he saw his husband lose everything.
当他看见他的老公一切什么都没有了。
Don't, wives do not be like her.
妻子们请不要向她学习。
When she saw his bank account empty.
当约伯的妻子看到他的那个账户归为零的时候。
And Job is no longer the man that she married.
那约伯不再是他曾经想要嫁的那个人了。
She married a very rich man.
因为他以为他嫁给了一个富人。
Now he's got nothing.
他现在竟然一无所有。
Her counsel to her Job was, curse God and die, 那个死喽。
他的妻子对他的那个丈夫说的话，他说你诅咒神，然后你去死吧，你去死吧。
Amen. I have to add the last bit because that's how Hong Kong.
他加的最后一句是你的该死的。
Amen. 死咗有冇好？
他说你啊，你去死吧，死了最好。
Because when you have nothing, what is it?
因为当你什么都一无所有的时候，你还是什么呢？
We have a choice to respond like the wife. Curse me, Lord, let me die.
你可以学他的妻子哈，你说主啊，你诅咒我，让我死算了。
Or sometimes we even curse ourselves.
有的时候我们真的会自我诅咒。
If you ever curse yourself, repent.
如果你真的有自己诅咒过自己，你要悔改。
Because don't sow these kind of seeds.
不要给自己的生命下这种种子。
Because they will grow.
因为这种种子会长大的。
Instead, come before God and renounce them.
然后你需要带到神的面前，把这种子拿走。
Lord, forgive me.
说神啊，你饶恕我。
For cursing myself.
因为我以前诅咒我自己。
Instead, we should be like Job.
相反，我们应该像约伯一样。
Job's response is very unlike his wife in chapter 13, verse 15.
这才是约伯当时对神的反应，跟他妻子完全不一样。
Though he slay me, yet I will trust him.
看哪，他要杀我，我毫无指望。然而，我要在他面前辨明我所行的。
Even so.
就算他要杀我毫无指望
I will defend my own ways before him.
我还是会相信他我要在他面前辨明我所行的
But Job is basically saying I know I haven't done anything wrong.
约伯的意思是说我知道我还不明白我做错什么
I know my relationship with God is okay.
我知道我跟神的关系是可以的
I don't know why this is happening to me.
我也没弄明白到底为什么这个事情会发生
Even if God wants to kill me.
就算今天神要杀我
I'm still going to trust him.
我还是相信他
That's very extreme.
这很极端，对吗？
But that is right.
但是这是正确的要做的事情哦。
Job is righteous.
这是我们说约伯是义人。
If we can say that,
如果我们也是这样。
If we can come to that level of relationship and trust,
如果我们跟主能达到这样子的一个相信的关系。
We will have peace.
我们就会有平安。
We will be content.
我们会有满足。
Amen.Because we have truly, truly trust God.
因为我们是真真真正的相信神了。
With our lives.
是真的把我们的生命交托了。
So I encourage you today.
所以今天我们鼓励你。
To really have the courage.
要有这样的勇气。
In whenever we go through tough times.
不管我们的光景有多么的难。
When God does not make any sense at all.
就算神所做的事情在我们眼中都觉得不明白。
We have the courage to believe in.
我们仍然有勇气去相信。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you.
父啊，我们感谢你。
That you are good to us.
你对我们是良善的。
And that you're gracious to us.
你对我们是有恩典的。
I pray, O God, that in these coming days,
主啊，我们祷告在未来的日子，
no matter what the world throws at us,
不管这世界给我们什么。
And I'm praying for those people online particularly.
还有那些在网上的弟兄姊妹们。
You are going through some really scary moments.
你们自己可能也正在一种很糟糕的光景当中。
And you may be listening to this sermon by accidentally.
你今天可能是一不小心听到了这道。
Because God wants you to know.
因为神想让你知道。
He knows your circumstances.
他知道你的光景。
And your situation.
他也知道你的光景。
And I'm particularly speaking to people who've been Christian for a long time.
我今天特别讲的那个对象是你已经当基督徒很多年了。
And I would lead you tell people that you show people that you're a really good Christian.
我知道你在外面也是一直在展现你是一个好的基督徒。
But behind the scenes, you really know that you fall short.
但是你在背后，你却知道你里面亏欠了神的荣耀。
God is not condemning you.
神没有在定罪你。
God wants you to hear what it been said today.
神想让你听见今天的道。
God is working in your life.
神在你的身上做工。
But this is not according to your understanding.
但是它不是按照你所想的方式做工的。
According to your timing.
不是按照你所定的时间做的。
So God is encouraging you.
所以神今天在鼓励你。
To be encouraged to have faith in Him.
让你里头有勇气，有信心。
To trust Him.
来相信主。
So I just pray, Father,
主啊，我们祷告。
That you speak to every one of us.
你跟我们每一个人说话。
Though our expectations are not met,
也许我们的期待没有被满足。
Give us, O God, the faith.
主啊，你给我们信心。
The courage.
给我们勇气。
The strength.
给我们力量。
To know.
能知道。
As the Bible says,
就像圣经所说
that you love us,
你爱我们
with an everlasting love.
你永远的慈爱爱我们。
So we commit.Our lives before your hand.
所以我们把我们的生命放在你的手中。
And also our family.
还有我们的家人。
All our situations.
还有我们所有的光景。
And ask you, loving God.
主啊，我们来爱你。
Help me.
来帮助我们。
Help us.
爱我们的主，你来帮助我们。
And have your way.
来让在我们身上成就你的工作。
You are my Lord.
主啊，你是我们的主。
You are my Shepherd.
你是我们的牧羊人。
And I shall not be in want.
我在你里面绝不缺乏。
In Jesus' name, let's
stand. 奉耶稣基督的名，我们这样祷告。大家请起立。
Can the piano louder a little bit? Piano louder a bit. Piano louder.
As the deer pants for.The water song my soul longs after you. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you.
Lift up our hands. You're my friend,
and you are my brother, even though you are the king. I love you more than any other, so much more than anyYou alone
在我们唱第二段之前，
I want you to really make this your prayer.
我想让它真的成为你的祷告。
Especially those people online.
特别是那些在网上的。
You need to sing with us.
你要跟我们一起唱。
You may be seeing this a day or two later.
你今天可能不是在同时间的时候。
But the Holy Spirit is with you.
但是圣灵仍然与你同在。
Your heart needs to.Turn back to Jesus.
你的心要回转到耶稣那里。
You need to retrieve and restore that longing that you had when you were young.
回复你曾经在年轻时候那份渴慕。
Decide to come back to Him.
来决定回转到神的面前。
Return to your Master.
回到你的主人面前。
You're the one who is your love.
是你所爱的。这位主人
Let your soul be longing to him again.
让你的魂是真的渴慕
And I encourage everyone here.
我也鼓励当中我们每一个人
Jesus is who we really truly need.
主耶稣是我们唯独所需要的
And that today we thank God.
今天我们感谢神
That not all the time he will do what we ask him.
也许他不是每次都按照我们的要求行事
Because he has a better idea.
因为他的意念高过我们
Better intention.
他有更好的方向，更好的指引。
He wants you to have him.
他想让你去需要的，唯独就是他。
And so when we sing,
所以当我们来唱的时候
we sing, Lord, we want you.
你唱的是主啊，我需要的仅仅是你。
And let it come from our heart.
要从我们的心，真的走心的唱。
You're my friend.
You're my friend.And you are my brother, even though you are a king. I love you more than any other, so much more than anything. worship you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, we love you.
父啊，我们爱你。
And we want to thank you.
今天我们谢谢你。
For being so faithful to us.
对我们如此的信实。
Yes, indeed, you are the only one that can satisfy our soul.
主啊，唯有你能叫我们的心得满足。
Oh God, let us remember this moment.
主啊，让我们记住此刻。
That Lord, we desire you.
我们渴慕你。
That we desire you like a deer pants for water.
就像鹿渴慕溪水那样的渴慕你。
And my soul longs for you.
主啊，我们的心渴慕你。
Please satisfy our soul.
主啊，你来满足我们的心。
Help us, Father.
主啊，你帮助我们。
Restore us.
恢复我们。
Into a right relationship with you.
恢复我们跟你亲密的关系。
And help us to place Jesus.
主啊，让我们把你放在。
As the only one that can make our hearts content.
那唯一的能满足我们心的位置。
So have your way, Lord.
主啊，你来成就这事。
And bless our families.
祝福我们的家人。
Bless our jobs.
祝福我们的工作。
Bless our walk with you.
祝福我们跟你同行的日子。
Bless our studies.
祝福我们的学习。
And I just pray.
主啊，我们祷告。
That you keep us healthy and strong.
你让我们有健康，有坚，有刚强。
Remind us every day.
让我们提醒我们每天。
To spend that time with you.
花时间跟你在一起。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
If you need prayer, come forward.
如果需要祷告的话，你们可以上前来。
Thank you.
谢谢你们。